We are continuing the previous shiur where we were discussing the bris milah of a child born to a woman who was a mumeres, an apostate Jew. Maybe she had converted to Christianity or the like. And the question is, now she comes back to Yiddishkeit, she's chozeres b'tshuva, does this child need another bris milah? In the previous shiur, we discussed the idea that if a goy or a non-from Jew was the mohel, which probably was, then the child would need another bris, a tafas dam bris, at least drawing blood. So that's where we're holding. If anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. This is a continuation of the previous shiur. So whoever was mentioned at the beginning of that shiur, it should be l'schusam this shiur as well. And we are again basing ourselves on a beautiful tshuva in one of my very favorite Sfarim, the Lahoris Nasim. This is in the seventh volume. We are presently in Siman Ayin Gimel. So writes Arav Gishtetner Zatzal, Ubar min deim nir ladun v'loimar v'nidon didon. It would appear, besides what we said until now, the whole discussion now was about the bris milah of this child. So whenever you have a halachic question, you have to see what the different angles are. There's usually not one angle, there's usually various angles from which the question should be analyzed and discussed. So it would appear here, Shemashim Malu Osam Ve'ismum Rasam Lo Mahani Tzarech Lahatif Dam Bris. The Bris Mila done when they were Mumrim, when they were apostates, when they were outside of the fold, is not effective, and there must be hatafas dam bris. Why is that? Because in the Torah, in Evan Ezer and Simon Mem Daled, he writes, we had numerous shiurim on this already, we had the series on Mumrim based on the Torah of Man Zatzal, which was Pilei Plos. We talked about being a Yisrael and being part of the bris. And we saw in the philosophy of Torah Hashem there that various aspects of Mumer is a Jew and various aspects he isn't. So in the Torah in Eben Ezer, so I'm just giving you a Mar Makom, you can listen to that shiur, it's available. In Eben Ezer and Simon Mem Dalet, he writes, Yisrael Mumer Shekidesh Kiddushav Kiddushim Etzricha Memenu Get. That a Jew who is a Mumer, so you have this guy and he goes to church on Sunday, and he goes ahead and he marries a Jewish girl. So his kedushin is a valid kedushin, and then if afterwards they decide to break up, which is quite possible, very common these days, she needs a get. V'yeshomrim demur melchal Shabbos b'frahesia, v'labor akum dinoka akum, gomer v'ein kedush of kedushin. And some say that if you have a mumer lechal Shabbos b'frahesia, if you have somebody who's an apostate, that he is, in the sense that he is publicly a Sabbath desecrator, he's a Michal Shabbos B'Frahesia, or he serves idols, he goes to the church, he bows down to the statues, so such a person, Yesh Omrim, he is a din of a goy, an ain kiddush of kiddushin, wow. V'lo nihira, and this halacha is not, this psak is not the clear one, but rather the Shulchan Aruch sides with the first tzad, that Yisrael Mumer Shekidesh Kiddush of Kiddushim V'tzricha Mimenu Get. And the Shulchan Aruch there, in Reish, in Memdalet, in Siftes, the Mechaber writes, Yisrael Mumer Shekidesh Kiddush of Kiddushim Gemur V'tzricha Mimenu Get. That Yisrael, who is Mekadesh a woman, his Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin, and she requires from him a Get. Vafilu Zaro Shaholid Mishahemer, even the seed that he had a child with after his mumrus, after he became an apostate, in Kidesh Oso, Zeri Yisrael, Oso Zeri Yisraelis, Kiddush of Kiddushin. If that child of his marries a Jewish girl, so his kedushin are also a valid kedushin. So Yisrael Mumra's kedushin is a good kedushin. His child's kedushin is a good kedushin. V'dafka sheholidu miyisraeli safilu mumeres. And that's dafka if the one woman giving birth was a Jewish girl, even if she is also a mumeres, rachmana litzlan. They go to church together on Sunday. Aval im holidu min hakusis. But if the child, if the woman, the mother is a non-Jew, then the child, dino kakusi, is also a non-Jew, the Rama adds. Aval yisraeli smumeres. Sheyesh la zera im hakusi shekidesh kidushav kidushin. But a Yisraelis mumeres who has seed with a kusi, and this child was Mekadesh. The Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin. In other words, if the mother is Jewish, even if the mother is out of the fold, outside the fold, nevertheless, her children are considered Jewish and their Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin. So we see from this that even the seed of a Mumer or Mumeres, Dino Ki Yisrael, Gomer V'Kiddush of Kiddushin. A man who's a Mumer, he's considered Jewish, and a woman who's a Mumeres, her children are considered Jewish. However, in the Be'er Heitev in Evin Ezer, he brings in the Tshuvas of the Ma'ari ben Chabiv, which is found in the Tshuvas of Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi, in the first volume in the 47th Siman, who writes that Dafka, somebody who is Mishtamed La'onsa, somebody who's like a Marano, what they used to call, and the Anusim, they say Marano is a very derogatory term, so I'm not going to use it. The Anusim, those people in Spain, who were forced to become Christians, become Goyim, B'Svarad, who the Kiddush of Kiddushin. There we say the Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin. Avo b'Mishumid L'Ritzano, if somebody becomes a willing Mishumid, B'Lishum Ones, without any compelling forces, Raktivo Harav, Izdon Libo Hosil Lichbor Be'ikar, just he has bad intentions. He has nefarious, evil intentions, and he's kofir beikar. Zaro shelo ha'isa harasav leidasav kedusha. Dino kegoy, ve'en kedusha of kedushin. So he, this man now, has the status of a goy. His child is considered the son of a goy, and his kedushin. This man's Kiddushin is not considered a Kiddushin. The Mizrahi in Siman Memches differs with the Ma'ari ben Chabiv, and he says that even if the person is Mishtamed Mirtzono, his children are considered that they were born from a Jewish man. And the Marishdam is masking to the Divrei Ma'ari ben Chabiv. So that's all brought by the Be'er Heitev and Evin Ezer and Memdalit Sifkot Nches. And Sifkat Zayin, he brings the Ma'ari Mins, who says that we say that by Mumer, his Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin, that's only the Rabbanan, but not the Oraisa. So you see here opinions that a Mumer has the status of a Goy, and his Kiddushin mid Oraisa is not a Kiddushin. And the Sefer Biur Maharip, that's written on the Tshuvas Ma'ari Mins, he wanted to explain the opinions that Yisrael Mumer Dino Ka'akum Af L'Kula. That why, if you're Yisrael Mumer, a person's Yisrael Mumer, he has the status of a Goy, even L'Kula, that is Kiddushin, is not a Kiddushin. Because just like a Goy, Gershin is Gai, Kadushin Ola Dami, when he converts, he's a new person. So to a Jew, when he becomes a Goy, when he becomes an apostate, he also becomes a new person. That's the suggestion of this Sefer Biur Ma'arib on the Shuk Ma'ari Mins. However, it's not correct, because a Gershon is Gayer, there's a special limud that is Kekotin Shinolad, like we see in Rashi, in Yevamis, Tzadi Zayin Amit Beis, Locholtzin, that a Ger has no She'er Av, a Ger is not related to his father, because Rachmana Afgerei Kezera Behema, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mafgir, the Zera of the father, like a Behema, as it says in Ezekiel, V'zirmas Susim Zirmasam. And this is Ruder Nigamar Yevamis Tzadi Chesam Aleph Amar Rava Hadam Rabbanan Ein Avle Mitzri Shlam and Afkuri Achman Ezil Azare. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mafkir Zera Bsarcha Amrim Besarim Vizir Masusim Zir Masim. The Pasuk in Yecheskel. So to Rashi Ksuvas Min Dalet Amid Beis Rashi Yevamas Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Now this pasuk is a pasuk Midivrei Kabbalah, but it's a Din D'Oraisa Yecheskel Zas Mechei Akra. Like we see in Sanhedrin 22b, Adeloba Yecheskel Man Amre Ale Gemara Gemiru Lavas Yecheskel Zas Mechei Akra was really a tradition. And Yecheskel just strengthened it by bringing the pasuk. So you see that the source is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a Gershon is Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mafkir, the Zera of the Father, and therefore the child is like he was reborn. However, that only says, you only say that if the person's a Goy, becomes a Jew. But if a person's a Jew, he becomes a Goy, then Mechitesi, that he no longer has the status of a Jew. So to say, to compare the two, you can't compare. It's a special limud. By a Jew becomes a Goy, becomes a Jew. But not by a Jew becomes a Goy. So that doesn't really explain the opinion of Yisrael Mumer Dino Ka'akum. And here the Lahoritz Nasan quotes a Chidush Chasim Sofer and Avodah Zarah Samch Dalid, who doesn't bring this source for a Gershon Isgar Kadosh Shenol Adam, and he's Tamei on him. Why he doesn't bring down this source? Ayin Sham, you can look in the Chasim Sofer, you look in the Tshuva and the Lahoritz Nasan. So what taka is the reason that Yisrael Shanasa Mummer Yatzalik Miklal Yisrael? So the Itter says in Oskuf Kedushin Achelik Hasheni Mishim Dechilel Shabbos Is Enoki Yisrael Shanam Rabbeinu Uvein Bnei Yisrael Uchol HaMishamer. It says Shabbos Nikri Yisrael. So you want to be called a Jew? Keep Shabbos. No Shabbos, no Jew. Call him a Shamer as a Shabbos, Nikri Yisrael. So if a person's a Mechal Shabbos, or he's a Meimir Das, he's a convert, Chas V'Shalom, to a different Chas V'Shalom, to a different religion, so he loses his status as a Jew, even Lakula. Other Rishonim hold, like Yisrael Afo Pishachati Yisraelu. Look in the Sefer Orzara Gadol, and Hilchos Yibum, and Kedushin, and Simen Tafresh Hei, and Tshuvas Ma'arim Mintz, and Simen Yud Beis, who quotes this tshuva. So let's get back now to where we started. So in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer Mem Dalet Siftes, the Mechaber and the Ramah Paskin, that a mummer kiddush of kiddushin. Why? Because they paskin l'chumer like those shittas that a mummer does not exit Klal Yisrael. But that's the chumrah. But let's say a kula comes out. There we should be choshesh for the shittas that hold that a mummer is yotzei miklal Yisrael. So here we're talking about the kula. Does he need another bris mila? So it could be that a mummer is out when it comes to the kula, and you have to be machmir. Ayin b'shut mahar sham b'chelek beis simen kofiyud aleph should see reif dasa omrim shekedushay mummer lo havi kedushin l'sveik sveik alahatir. Ve'ayin b'sefer otzer poskim Eben Ezer simen medal tziv katan chavches ma'shehevi b'zeh b'arichus. A whole discussion if you could be mitzarif the daya that kedushay mummer is not kedushin to a sveik sveika lahatir, because a lot of times we want the kedushin not to be a good kedushin in order that the woman doesn't need a get or yibum. So can you be mitzarif this daya, even though we don't, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like this daya, but can you be mitzarif this daya that kedushay mummer are not considered a kedushin? This is discussed at length in the beautiful Otzer HaPoskim. What an amazing set of Sfarim. Wow, I love the Otzer HaPoskim. Go through each siman of Shulchan Aruch. Not obviously, but there's a lot they haven't done yet, but they go through at least the first 75, 76 simanim last I saw of the Shulchan Aruch, and bring all the various shittas HaPoskim. You could become a bucky in the siman just by looking at Otzer HaPoskim, seeing all the deus he brings. Besser to kick in a vein, and it's better to see them inside. So therefore, we have to be choshish for the shittas that a mummer has a din of a goy. Umemela, when he's mal v'mumruso, when he does a bris mila al tzmumer. Have ki ilu mal behayoso akum. When he's mal al tzmumer, it's like he's mal when he's a goy. And what good is a bris mila of a goy? We paskin yoredei reis tamaches sif aleph. She mal kishaya akum tzarech lahatif dam bris. V'chein sham tzimin reis tamaches sif gimel. So a goy who does a bris mila has to atav his dam bris. So in our case, we should be machmir on this mummer child that he has to go ahead and do another bris mila. Because maybe he has a din, the chumra will say that he has a din of a goy. And in fact, we can prove b'das hatur that he was choshish l'chumra to the shittas that a mummer has a din of a goy. And that, sweet friends, is unzer arbit, is our avoda for the next shir. Amir Tzashem to prove that. And that would necessitate a tafas dam bris. And Amir Tzashem, God should give us life and health and simchas chayim. And the next shir, we will continue weiter, and we will see nifla'ot mitorat Hashem, wonders from God's beautiful Torah. And thank you so much for listening. And Amir Tzashem, we should be zechut to continue. Shalom, shalom.